Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Romans 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, on account of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but think of yourself with sober judgment, according to the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and not all members have the same function, so in Christ we who are many are one body, and each member belongs to one another. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If one's gift is prophecy, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is giving, let him give generously. If it is leading, let him lead with diligence. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Detest what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Outdo yourselves in honoring one another. Do not let your zeal subside. Keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, persistent in prayer. Share with the saints who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but associate with the lowly. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Carefully consider what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible on your part, live at peace with everyone. Do not avenge yourselves, beloved, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is God's word. Romans 11 ended with a praise poem to God's mercy. And today, Romans 12:1 began by calling us to act differently, this is a quote from verse 1, in view of God's mercy. Because God has called us and given us new life and the gift of faith, God's word urges believers to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Again, that's from verse 1. That means serving God with your life by making moral choices that please him, as we saw in verse 1b and 2, it calls them holy and pleasing to God. And so living a moral life that pleases God is part of what it means to be a living sacrifice. And secondly, living a life of service to others based on the gift God gave you. We saw that in verses 3 through 8. It means loving God's people in real ways, as we saw in verses 9 through 13, and being kind and loving to our enemies, as we saw in verses 14 through 21. So these are the ways we as Christians live as living sacrifices to God because of his mercy. Now I want to focus on that phrase, living sacrifices, in verse 1. Up to and including Jesus, sacrifices were dead. They were living things, but they were killed to be offered to God on behalf of someone else. Christ gave himself as the ultimate and really the only truly meaningful sacrifice. He was the final dead sacrifice that God wanted, as his death made atonement for us. Then raised to life, he gives life to all who come to him in faith. That's the gospel. Now, God does not want your dead body or for us to bring him dead bodies and worship any longer. Instead, he wants believers to, again from the verse 1, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. To do that, we continue to live in this world, but the things we do with our lives, even our human bodies, we do to worship Him. The ways that we spend our time, the things that we say and do, our service to each other, and our kindness to those who are unkind to us, all of that grows out of the fact that we are God's and we want to worship Him with our lives. Imagine that each morning when you rise from your bed, you thought about this verse and made a decision to worship God with your body, with your life that day. What would change about your daily schedule or your thinking toward other people? How would it change what is important to you or how you use your money? Would it change the way you eat or how you spend your free time? Would you find greater joy in life because you've surrendered control of your life and quit worrying about the things you worry about now because you've surrendered it all to God? Try it today. Maybe even write Romans 12:1 or living sacrifice on your right hand to remind you. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.